Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. If we are convinced that we must look to the ocean for solutions to our most pressing future challenges, for fresh water, food, energy, health, and security, then we must declare these goals as essential, quote, values, unquote. That is, of the highest worth as measured monetarily, socially, and morally, and therefore act to affirm and sustain them, even if it means that previously valued systems and approaches be modified or even abandoned. The irony here is that none of these things are new to our pursuit of life, liberty, or happiness, but the circumstances have changed, and we must now perforce redefine our actions and behaviors in a new global context of critical supply and demand. If fresh water has been historically valueless due to its previous accessibility and surfeit, then it now becomes invaluable as a commodity threatened by overconsumption, pollution, and drought. To accommodate that change requires revolutionary assessment, the abandonment of past assumptions, and the creation and adoption of new systems, organizations, and political and social decisions for success. For example, we may choose to price things differently, to value fresh water as the one resource we all need in equal amount daily to survive, and therefore infinitely more important than gold or pork bellies or financial instruments for the economic estimation of things. We may choose to tax things differently, a carbon tax, for example, that limits consumption and creates a revenue stream with which to deal with the negative impact of the polluting consequences of fossil fuels. We may choose to create exchanges or systems of barter or offsets that allow companies to trade adaptations over time to improved or new technologies that balance and decrease negative contribution to environmental decline. We may choose to make changes in our personal lifestyle, to conserve energy in our homes, decrease our contribution to the market for polluting projects, and advocate for different patterns of utility and social organization that affirm our new value definitions over old. We may engage with our neighbors and communities in setting revised priorities for planning, economic development, and governance that implement new values where we live. Changed premises will determine changed outcomes, whether for individuals, families, social structures, regional organizations, or nation states. Does it require a revolution? It should not, if reason and openness to change can prevail. But if resistance based on vested interest in the status quo or fear of change denies the evolutionary nature of this process, then, with our very survival at stake, more dramatic political action may be certainly justified. What form might this newly valued world take? We might not have to look too far into the past, actually, to find a new model for the future. And we might take note of the long-lived value systems of indigenous peoples based on close observation of nature, preservation of biological diversity, understanding of the interrelated worth of natural process, and the integration of living successfully in the landscape with community and cultural identity. We have relegated these people to the margins, placed them on official and unofficial reservations, and too often relegated their ideas to superstition and ignorance in the face of our science and technology, source of much present good, but yes, as much present evil when its measure is taken in the resultant condition of the earth today. In Hawaii, at least until the mid-1900s, there existed a system of resource management known as Ahupuaha, designed to support a growing population with limited resources. The islands were similar topographically, with a central volcano or mountainous region as the highest point, from there descending to the sea. Communities were organized into comparably sized, wedge-shaped geographies aligned to the descent of fresh water from high springs and runoff into streams, rivers, and the ocean. Thus, the land nurturing the sustaining natural growth and agriculture, even to include a riparian area near shore, was allocated, exploited, and managed to provide fresh water for drink and irrigation, terrestrial and marine food, shelter and well-being, community and governance, in effect a needs-based, maximized, and sustainable system of living organized along the natural flow of water, yet another example of hydraulic society. Could such a concept inform the solution to the challenges we face today? Could we not apply our new 21st century values to the organization of a similar structure, certainly more complex, but equally useful, productive, and successful? Just how might we do this? We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.